All right. My name is Shalom Telman. I want to thank Mordechai Kornfeld, the head of the Kol Aliyah Hadaf, for inviting me to speak on a topic that has always fascinated me. It's our Gemara in B'choros Nun Hei, which we had just finished in Daf Yomi. This idea, this word came to me as a dream, actually, about 7.5 years ago when we learned the sugya at the previous cycle. So let's begin. We are going to have in front of you, hopefully, a PDF with all the slides that I'll be using in this presentation. So as I will go through, I will say next slide, etc. This original talk had a Google Earth component. I'll just say it by pass, just to explain what it was. If you do it yourself, go home and open Google Earth and look at the Kinneret and the Yarden, and you'll notice the Yarden is divided into two major portions. There's a northern portion of the Yarden, or the Jordan Valley, which it's relatively narrow. It's about 5 kilometers wide, and it meets the Yachal Yabok. From that point on, it starts to widen, and it until it reaches about a width of about 52 kilometers near Kikar Yericho, the Yericho Plains. It's very wide in that area. And the Kikar, it's called Kikar. Some have said, I got this from the Das Mikra, because it's shaped like bread, like pita. So this wide valley looks like a pizza. That's why it's called Kikar, one explanation. Okay, so now what we'll do to begin is review the sugya, do relatively briefly, and we'll go into greater depth when we review it again, the second time in depth. We had in the Mishnah, Rav Meir Omer HaYarde Masik L'Masya Behema. So in the next slide, we'll start the slide which begins Talmud Bavli and the Gemara. So that means is that if you have animals, let's say you have 5 animals on one side, 5 animals on the other side with the Yarden, even though they're within the deer, they're part of a group or a flock, and the Gemara said it has to be within 16 mil of each other to include the Tzitzirif, they cannot combine for it, so the counting for the Maaser Behema. But if the Gemara of Meir, if the Yarden separates them, then they're not Mitztarif, even if they're within that range of 16 mil. So I'm Rav Ami. Lo Shem Elish Ein Shem Gesher. That's only referring to when there's no bridge at that point over the river. Avol Yeshem Gesher, Gesher Mitzar, from the very fact there's a river, makes them accessible, and therefore accessibility means it can be Mitzar. So Mar says, Amma Mishum Dolom Bekarvinhu. The reason Rav Ami holds this way is because it must be that when there is no bridge, they're not considered next to one another, and therefore they cannot be Mitzar. However, if they are accessible through a bridge, they are considered next to, they are considered within the same deer, and therefore can be Makari, and therefore Mitztari for Maaser Behema. So more ask the Kasha, Neisve, Oyelo B'shnei Avori HaYarden Eilach V'Eilach, if the animals are on two sides of the Yarden, O B'shnei Avi Tilo'os. Now Rashi explains that means autonomous regions, which were owned by, within a governmental, administrative different regions. And, for example, Nomer Unamuri, and we're going to talk about this at greater length. So they're at Mitztarfin. They ain't Sarachoma Chus Loris Loris. So even if it's certainly if they were in two different areas, part of Eretz Yisrael and part of Chus Loris, they would have been Mitztarfin. So it's not exactly clear from this. It says Obishnei Avitolos. Is that example of a separate example of where they're not considered within the same region, or is that you'll see in the Tosefta a little bit, a little different Gersa will make it a little more clear. So Gemara asks, so we see from this Tosefta, the Gemara asks, well, Chutzul Aretz, Aretz Kamachim Shesh Gesher Dami. In the Chutzul Aretz, there are 5 animals, in the Chutzul Aretz, 5 animals, Aretz Israel. They are accessible, they're just on the different side of a border, so it's like having a Gesher, it's like accessible. Look at Tami Lomit Starfin, and they're not that Starfin, so since the Kasha and Rav Ami. Next slide. Al Rav Chir Barabu, Am Rav Yochanan, Hainu Tami Rav Meir. This is the Rav Meir, it says his halacha that not Mitztarif. Omar Kwa, Hosevin Yehoshua. The Hayarden Yigbol Osol of Askeidman. The Yarden will form a border for the eastern section of Binyamin, as we'll see a little bit later, the details. Akasav Asol Gvul Bifnei Atzmo. The Torah, the Navi says this is a Gvul. It's therefore, it's a separate Gvul to itself, Bifnei Atzmo. And therefore, it serves as a separation between Fetzira for Maaser Behema. So it has nothing to do with the bridge. It seems to be a puzzle. That's basically the answer of Rafiya Barabbas, says the Shem of Yochanan. Mar asks, Alamiyata, there are other psukim in Yahushua, a discussion of the border between Binyamin and Yehuda. Vatar ha-gvul, v'olah ha-gvul, the gvul keeps changing, up and going down. Hachinami ha-kasav also gvul f'me'at. So maybe any area where there's a separation between gvulos between the Shvatim should be also considered a Gvul, and therefore should serve as a separation for the mitzvah of Maaser Behema. Our answer is, Shaini Hasam, Damar Kra, Zos Tia Lachem Horetz, Gvulah Hasar Sagir. The Pasuk in Maaseh, this will be your Gvul Horetz, Kula Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echadhu. The Torah uses a language such to imply that the Eretz Yisrael has one Gvul, so you don't look at the individual Gvulos between the Shvatim as separation, but it's all considered one large Gvul, therefore there's not separation. Mar says, Ihachi Yardin Nami, but it says Yardin is also, should, therefore not should be a separation, it's also mentioned the part of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz below Yardin. Mar Darshan is Eretz, only the Eretz is considered connected and not a separation. Below Yardin, Yardin is accepted. Mar says, Mishlam Rabbi Yechiel Bar Abba, who explained Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Diktani Yardin. That's why the Gemara has a special meal for Yardin, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole reason that its separation is as a pasuk, the Gabri the Yardin. So Yardin Mehadik Tani Yardin, only the Yardin is a separation, not anything else. Ella Rabbi Ami, listen to Lakula Nahoros. What's so special about the Yardin? If it has to do with accessibility, according to Rabbi Ami, if they're not accessible because there's no Gesher, there's no bridge, then why would he care just about the Yardin? Any river which is separating the animals should not be mitzvahed because it's not accessible. Answer is Kasha, and Achanan is a Kasha. Question about the next slide. Name of Ketanoi, or Ketanoi. The Pasuk says, and again in Maaseh, Ki Atem Ovin Esa Yardin Atsa Kanaan, Atsa Eretz Kanaan, Belo HaYardin Eretz Kanaan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseru. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Kanaan, but the Yardin is not considered Eretz Kanaan. So we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not, the Yardin is not considered part of Eretz Kanaan, and therefore it seems like a border. Rav Shem Bar Yochai Omer, Harehu Omer, the pasuk talks about the rule of Reuven Gadon Chasi Shiva Menashe took. Me'evel Yarden Yerecho Kedva Mizracha. Ma Yerecho Eretz Kanaan Af Yarden Eretz Kanaan. Just like Yerecho was considered in Eretz Kanaan itself, so too Yarden is considered part of Eretz Kanaan. So what is exactly they're referring to? It seems to be a ketanoi. What's the ketanoi? It's not exactly clear, but what it seems that the machlokus is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru, who says it is a gvul, he holds like Rav Meir. And that Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, who is not a gvul, disagrees with Rav Meir. Amar Rabbi Yechiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein yardin ela b'reis yuri cholamata. When the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that when you say the yardin, according to Rav Meir, is a border for the mitzvah of pigeon of Maaser Behema, it's only for the region of Beis Yuri cholamata. Now what does that mean? So Rashi and Tosus refer, say that it refers to the city of Yericho, and the regions of the city of Yericho. So it only has halachic distinction as called the Yardin for the purpose of the separation of Maaser Behema from this area of the Yardin called Beis Yericho and south of it. Gemara asks, Amai Hilchasa, for what purpose do we need to know what halachic definition of Yardin is? Elaim will know there, if someone make a neder, for example, and say, I will not cross the neder, I will cross the Yardin, I make a neder, I'm not going to cross the Yardin, etc. Well then, there was no halachic definition where it says, halach acha loshon b'nei adam. When it comes in the door, we follow what people normally use in designating any region. So therefore, if people normally call the region above Yericho as Yardin, then the halachos in the door would apply there as well. The halacha the korole Yardin, it's only anywhere where people normally call it Yardin, we also. So they can't, that could make an application to this halacha of Yardin being pavesh Yericho lamata. El lamasa behema. So it must be referring to this idea of masa behema. And therefore, Yardin only has a din of Yardin for Hilchas Maaser Behema from Beis Yuri Cholamata. Tanya Nami Hach, he knows a brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan's Maimer. Yardin Yotze Mimaros Pamyas. Yardin leaves from the Ma'ara of called Pamyas or the Banyas. Mahalach Biyomashal Sivchi goes to this area called the Sivchi, the Choldom River, the region that was drained in the recent times. Biyomashal Tveria goes through the Yama Kineret. And then finally, the Yama shows the dome. It goes through Yaman Belach. The whole Chmimel for the Yama Godon. It eventually finds its way into the Mediterranean, which is problematic. There's no obvious channel. And we'll discuss that briefly. And then finally, the Ein Yardin Elam Beis Yuri Cholamata. So it seems exactly what Rav Yochanan just said. Elam Beis Yuri Cholamata is the same expression of Yochanan. So it's a proof to Rav Yochanan. What it does after. Next slide shows pictures now taken from Google Earth. Of this of the traveling of the Yardin. Now, the Banyas Springs, as you can point out, I can't point it to you, so you'll find it on the slide, is a source of are the waters that drain into, they go into the Yarden, a major source, and it travels from there down. Now here's a view up in the upper portion is where you see the Badger Springs, and now the lower portion is the northern portion of the Kinneret. And you see it travels all the way through that region. That was what the Gemara was referring to, going to Sifchi. The Sifchi was today identified as the Cholda, and that's been drained. But there was another body of water in between. And then there's a perspective, a little wider perspective. You see the southern part, I mentioned up there, called Beis Yerach. You see on the top there of the picture. And it goes, drains all the way down past this Yericho into the Yam HaMelech. And now these are satellite photographs from the Google Earth. They're showing a perspective looking from south to north. And to your right, you'll see the lower tip of the Yam HaMelech. And if you just imagine there is a channel that travels, it's an indentation, I can't show it to you on the slide, but you can imagine there's a channel traveling there. That's called the Nachal Tzin. And that is perhaps, according to Chaim Kanievsky, what the Gemara meant in terms of how it travels to the Yam HaTichon. And here's a slide taken, next slide is a picture of taken from Rav Kanievsky's Sefer Derech HaMuna, where he discusses this issue. Now, he points out the different traveling, and if, towards the end, he points out that Nachal Tzin was at one time a channel of water, and that is what the Gemara means. It connects it to Yam HaMelech, but that's not our focus today. That's a whole topic to itself. And here's another satellite photo. The next slide showing you continuation of that previous slide of Nachal Tzin as it goes up to the top of the slide, and that would be Al Arish in the upper left, and you can see like a little whitish a canal up there or a nachal, and that takes you into the Yam HaMelech. Okay. And finally, let's now go back to the rest of the Gemara. I'm Rav Yehuda Baran Rav Yochanan, and we'll say this for the last slide at the end of our talk, the surprise slide. Lama Nikra Shmo Yarden? Why is it called the Yarden? Sheyoret Midan. It comes from Dan. And Rashi says, Shem Makom, a place called Dan. And Amalei Rav Abba Rashi says, Atun, you may hasam nasim sula. You learn it from there. Anan mehocha, I say, but we learn it from here. So does it have a different source? When you have Pasuk Yehoshua, Va'yikru lo l'leshem Dan b'shem Dan avihem. Shevet Dan didn't succeed initially to take their Yerusha in the southern area where Gror is, and they had to move up north where Asher and Naphtali near the Banyas area, and they conquered this place. It was called Leshem. They named it Dan after the Dan avihem, the name of the Shevet. For Amrav Yitzchak, Leshem, this region is called Panyas. This was another name for it is Panyas. The same Panyas we had learned in the previous Tosefta, the Tanya Yotze Yarden Mimoras Panyas, and the Yarden comes up on Panyas. So in other words, he was just simply saying that since it comes from the north, where it was the Panyas, which was named afterwards by Shevet Dan as Dan, so Yared Midan means that it comes from that region. So I'm going to discuss at the end, but what's the difference between these two? Is Darshanike Beinayu, is it something along the lines of just a was it more to it than that? We will see. Okay, so this field talk really begins with the slide that I'm showing now. The slide is Beis Yericho. Where is Beis Yericho? Rashi, Tosos, the Chazon Ish, discussing this sugya all support the idea that we're talking about the city of Yericho. However, there's an article footnote on this passage which caught my attention 7.5 years ago at a previous cycle, and I'd like to read it to you briefly or summarize it for you. It's a bracket in their footnote. Some contemporary scholars, for example, the Das Mikra, suggest that when the Gemara mentions Beis Yericho, it does not refer to the city Yericho, but to a Canaanite city, an ancient city called Beis Yerach, which was situated in the southern tip of the Kinneret. According to this view, the Gemara is saying that all the Jordan south of the Kinneret until the Dead Sea is called the Jordan. The region between the southern tip of the Kinneret and the beginning of the Yam HaMelech, that's what's called the Jordan. But above this point, for example, where it runs through the middle of the Yam HaKinneret, north of the southern tip, it's not recognized as a separate and distinct river, and that's what the Gemara means. Note that Rashi and Tosos clearly understand Beis Yericho as a reference to Yericho, the city of Yericho. So, but the focus of this talk tonight is to demonstrate is that Rashi and Tosos clearly meant that it meant Yericho, and that Rabbi Yochanan indeed meant the city of Yericho, and that what contemporary scholars may be correct when referring to a Tosefta that discusses this region as well. And we will get into that detail right now. So first I'd like to show you what is Beis Yerach. This is the next slide. You'll see a picture from the Google Earth, and I labeled the Beis Yerach, which is a known tell, the tell Beis Yerach. It was an ancient, goes back to the Bronze Age, and you know, it was before the days of B'nai Yisrael's inhabiting Eretz Yisrael. The Iron Age is when we think of the time when David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech were operating. And so this is before that period. We have artifacts that indicate it's very old, but it was developed and again was inhabited by B'nai Yisrael much later period. And this is where it is today. If you blow it up, you can find, you can see in the channel where the Kinneret actually enters this right south of this Beis Yerach region, and it becomes the Yarden, as you see in the southern part of the picture. So this is where the Yarden actually exits the Kinneret and goes into become the Yarden. And if you follow the Beis Yerach on the top of your next slide to the lower part, which is Yericho, and click it again, you'll see again the 60 miles. The next slide is a 60-mile journey from Beis Yerach to Yericho. So, according to their interpretation, the contemporary scholars would say that from Beis Yerach until Yericho, that's called the Yarden. Or to the, it's more than that, to the Yam HaMelech. But this is the region we're talking about, this 60-mile region. Now, what I would like to do now is just compare the Girsa of the Tosefta to the Girsa of our Gemara. On the next slide, is you'll see a column, Tosefta Bechoros, Perek Zion, and that's to the right. To the left is the parallel passage we just read now in Talmud Bavli. And you'll find some very interesting differences. Let's read together the right column. Hoyulo be'evra yarden mikan and mikan. If he had the animals on either side of the yarden, kugon hashomi unemiri. And now we have a new Girsa now. Instead of nomer unemuri that the Bavli had, we have two places called shumi unemiri. U shetayach tionios, I put that in red. U, as opposed to O, U means they happen to be in two separate regions of our administrative regions, our governmental regions. The word avitonios is a Greek word that if you cut and paste it into Google, you would find that it's a Greek word that Jastrow translates into Greek letters. I don't read any Greek, but if you then cut and paste that into Google Translate, it will come out with a word called autonomia. Autonomia. So it's an autonomous region. So that is that word. So it's not avitilos, but it's avitonios. And then it says, ein mitzvah from zu and zu. They're not mitzvah because on either side of the Yarden. Vein tzorach bo maberes l'chutzlar. That doesn't change. And then it says a different beginning. Whereas the next paragraph starts, hanohar yotze mimoras panyas. The tanyan amihachi to the left is our Gemara. Yarden yotze mimoras panyas. O mahalach bi amash yosefi v'chulu. But let's read it now in the Tosefta. There is a river, Hanar, Hayotzi Memoras Panyas, but over Biyamashal Sufni, it translates into the Sufni, not Sivchi, again, presumably the Chulda, Ubiyamashal Tveria, that is the same, Afa Pisha Shmo Yardain, Ein Mischashe Bima Yardain, even though it is called Yardain popularly, it's not considered the Yardain. Ezehu Yardain, what is considered Yardain? Mi Beisari Cholamata. So, if you look at this, it's a very interesting difference. What the Tosefta is saying is that there's a river that starts up there at the Banyas, and even though it travels along the path we've already described, it doesn't officially be called Yarden until it leaves a place called Beis Yericho. Now, we know it would be called, the last place mentioned was the Yamashot Tiberia, the Kinneret. And we know that this place, Beis Yerach, is situated at the very tip of the Kinneret where the Yarden exits. So it would seem from the Tosefta clearly that it's making reference to a place called Beis Yerach. Now why it changed to Yericho, it's another story, but right now it would seem from this context of this Tosefta, it is clearly referring to Beis Yerach. But that's quite different than the way it's quoted in the Bavli. In the Bavli, it's already called Yarden, not in Nohar. The whole thing is called Yarden, Yotze Mimaras Panyas, etc. So therefore, there's no direct reference to a place called Beis Yerach. You can interpret this to mean the city Yericho. It's open to interpretation as Yericho itself, as opposed to the right column talking from the Tosefta, was talking about a Nohar, and the last place name was called the Yavashot Tveria. It seems clear that the intent of the Tosefta was to apply the name of this river that leaves from the Kinneret is called Yarden, and that would refer to a place that we know today as Beis Yerach. So I think I want to make that first distinction between the Tosefta, which certainly refers to the Beis Yerach, as opposed to the Bavli, which can be interpreted to Yericho itself, because it mentions all other places south of the Tiberia, such as the Yamashos Sodom and Yamagogo. The next thing I'd like to show is another Tosefta. Now this is a Tosefta in Baba Kama, and it's the source where the Gemara says Lema Katanoi. These are, this is the Tosefta we have, which reverses the name, so it's a little bit confusing. But what I've done to help us visually for the next slide, you'll see that there is red and green for the Psukim. So help me and help you understand which Pasuk is referring to where is the Gevul, and which is not a Gevul. I decided to label red as a stop sign. That's a Gevul. That's a border. And green means a go. You can go. It's not a border. So you will see as we read the Tosefta now on the right side and the parallel passage in the Bavli on the left side, at least you'll understand the names are changing, but the Shitos are similar in the diagonal form. So let's read the one on the right. Yardin Sheberit Yisrael. Yardin Sheberit Yisrael is a difficult phrase. What does it exactly mean? But it implies that the Yardin is part of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar HaYardin Ugevul. That's one pasuk. And another pasuk. Ba'omer Umeiva LeYardin Yerecho Kedron Mizracha. And then the green, the interpretation. Yardin Shebericho. Yardin, which is part of, is like Yericho. Divrei Rav Yehuda. So this is in green, meaning it's not a Gevul. If you just go diagonally to the second column, you'll read the same shita but different change of name. That's our Gemara, the Bavli. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Harehu Omer, the same pasuk. Me'eva le'adon Yerecho Kedmon Mizracha. But the drush is a little different. Ma Yerecho Eretz Kanan, Af Yerecho Eretz Kanan. We read that earlier. Just like Yericho is part of Eretz Kanan, so is the Yardin. So the interpretation is the same, but it's exactly the drush is a little different. Whereas the Tosefta says, Yardin Shel Yericho, here, Ma Yericho Eretz Kanan, Af Yardin Eretz Kanan. So that's the shita that it's not a Gevul. Now let's go to the next, on your right, the next paragraph. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Harehu Omer, Ki Atem Ovim Es HaYardin Arzo Kanan. Another pasuk again from say, Kedem Sh'atem Ovim Es HaYardin Harei Atem Eretz Kanan. As soon as you cross the Yardin, now you're in Eretz Kanan. That's in red because it implies that until you cross the Yardin, you're not in Eretz Kanan. So therefore, that implies that the Yardin is a Gevul. If you now go diagonally up to the left column, where it says Lema Katanoi, you see the same drush almost exactly. Ki Atem Ovim Es HaYardin Eretz Kanan. Eretz Eretz Kanan, Velo HaYardin Eretz Kanan. Again, it's the same point, but a little different drasha. Only Eretz Eretz Kanan, Velo HaYardin Eretz Kanan. And again, the names have been changed to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, as opposed to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And then finally, the last paragraph on the right and the left are very similar, whereas on the left side, we had, the Gemara had an answer, Shaini Hasan, Zosi Alochem Horas Lidbosel Savid, Kul Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echadu. The teacher is all one Gvul. If you don't distinguish within the Gvul of the Shabbatim, for example, when it comes to this mitzvah of Maaser Behemah. Rav Elazar ben Yossi on the right side says, Tuchumi Eretz Yisrael, Shebik Suvim Nidon Ke Eretz Yisrael. All the borders mentioned, Tuchumim, are mentioned in the Vim, like that separates the Gvul of the Shabbatim, they're all considered one parcel Eretz Yisrael. So those are, again, differently moving, but the same outcome, same understanding. Next slide, please. Now, what I've done in this slide is simply to rearrange the psukim for us under Maamar Chazal. So on the top are the two Maamarim that say it's in green. These are two drushas that Gemara brought in the Tosefta and the Bavli, which were to teach that it's not a Gevul. And the lower part of the slide is the psukim as they appear in their setting. So the first pasuk was mentioned by the Tosefta, Yardin Shevisol Shinemar HaYardin Ugevul. Where is that pasuk? Look below, Yehoshua Perek Yigimel. It's a discussing the Gevulos of B'nai Gad, and it says, Ube'emek Beis Haram, Ube'es Nimra. I underline Beis Nimra because we'll come back to that point a little bit later. V'sukos V'tzafon, these cities which are Yesamem L'chosicho Melech Heshbon, HaYardin Ugevul, that's a little more quoted, HaYardin Ugevul, Ad Kitzayam Kineres Eva Yardin Mizracha. All north of that, out to the Yan Kineres, is at the eastern border for Gevul. Zosach las b'nei Gad l'shvachosach. So that's the context. It's referring to the border of Gad, to the west of Gad, but the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yardin Mizracha. Eva HaYardin Mizracha, the eastern part to the right of the Yardin. All that is the border of Gad. The second pasuk that both the Tosefta and the Bavli quote is the pasuk of Me'ebel HaYardin Yerecho Kedma Mizracha. And you can see the context of that was in the Cholak pasuk Yudali. Ki yilachu menachav bnei Reuven bebeis avosam umatir god bebeis avosam v'chatzim menachav v'kachu achanachav avosam. Each took their chelek. Shtei hamatosh v'chatzim hamatir lachu nachav avosam be'ever liyarden yerecho kedma mizracha. So you see, in that context, it's referring to the border of all of these shvatim, Gad and Reuven, as well as Chashi Shevet Menashe. This border is the Yarden, and they took it from the other side of the Yarden. That's the context of that pasuk. Now I want to show you a slide with the pasuk again I mentioned earlier, along with a map that was prepared by Yehuda Landy, a member of our Kolel here at the Daf HaKolel, and he has helped contribute to this, develop this map, which you'll find in the second volume of Shavuos, the Art Scroll Yerushalmi. And if you look at towards the bottom of your map, you'll see labeled Beis Horon, and above it Beis Nimra, and go a little higher Sukkos, and a little higher Tzafon. So in other words, what this pasuk is designating is the border starting from the southern part, which is Beis Horon, working from south to north, and you will see how it goes up to a place called Tzafon. And this is the border that is designated as the border of God. And if you look on a Google Earth perspective, if you look at the next slide, you will see that Tel Nimra, if you know what Tel Nimra is today, it's towards the bottom, to the right of your slide, and that's on the to the east in part of the Yarden. It's at the foothills of mountains at the end of the Jericho Valley, Yucha Valley, right opposite Yericho, which is on the other side, the western side of the Yarden, and it's quite a wide distance between them. So you see, you get a perspective of where Beis Nimra is relative to Yericho. Now, let's look at the other psukim, the ones in red. The reds were the ones which said it is drasha to teach you that it is a gvul, that it is a region which is a separation. So the one on top was a Bavli, Arza, Eretz Kanaan, below Hayarden, Eretz Kanaan. And the very same pasuk is drashed in a little different way in the Tosefta, Kevin Shatam, Obermes Hayarden, Hariatam, Eretz Kanaan. But both of them imply that it's a separation. Where is the context of this pasuk? So it's actually in the context of Ori Miklat. Gabriel Albanes, Rabbi Marta, Alehem, Kiatim, Obermes Hayarden, Arza Kanaan. You're going into Arza Kanaan, so they're both drasha. You're going to make Ori Miklat. So that's the context of that, of those psukim. I was just before the shiur began, I was mentioning it to Rav Kornfeld that for many years of learning Daf Yomi, one of the best things I did learn is always look up psukim in their context. You'll gain a lot of insight if you do that, instead of just trusting the Torah or and where the pasuk located. Now, finally, let's analyze one other pasuk, one other source text. And that was Rabbi Yochanan gave another ta'am that we didn't find in the Tosefta. Haimu ta'am Rav Meir, v'hayarden yigbo lo solofas kedma. Hakasa v'asol gebol b'fnei atzmo. It makes it to gebol to itself. What is the context? Let's read it inside Yehoshua, Yeches Chaf. V'hayarden yigbo lo solofas kedma. Zos nachalas b'nei binyam l'gbol lo seh saviv. So the next slide is a schematic diagram taken from a work of the Groz work of Perish on Yehoshua, and this nice schematic images, and you can see in your diagram there, this blue white vertical line is the Yarden, and I circled in red on the top where Yericho is located, and you see the borders, and the eastern border of Binyamin is made up of the Yarden, with Yericho being the northernmost portion of that, of the list of the cities mentioned in the borders of Binyamin. So you can visualize that's what the post is referring to. That portion of the Yarden which serves as the eastern border of Binyamin. Now, let's look at the Tosfos, not the entire Tosfos, a very long Tosfos, as you remember on that top, with a diagram, in fact, with a little picture there. So even Tosfos used audiovisual aids, and at least visual aids. And you'll see, let's read the Tosfos inside, he quotes Rashi, and has problem with Rashi, and finally gives his own answer. So let's read this section together. Ein Yarden ela beis Yericho lamata, heresh b'kuntres, avama demoshach lamala miyericho. The implied question in Rashi is, why is the Yarden above Yericho any different? Ma the Moshech Amalam Yericho love Yardenu. That element, that section of the Yarden above Yericho is not considered Yarden. The Botel Chashivu say its Botel, its Chashivus is Botel. Why? She misare b'yamim gedolim, because it's mixed with the waters that come above it. That's what Tosus quotes Rashi. But kasha le pirusha. It's still hard to understand. The inu amala batu chashibuso. If above the yardin bav yiricho is batu because lefisha misarev, other waters are mixed in with it. In kelamata nami, so below it should also be it's mixed still mixed in. Hare shavei kvar nisarev yamim lamala. The water once the water has mixed in, it's already mixed. So why should it all of a sudden refresh itself, so to speak, and now become yardin from the erased yiricho? It's mixed from before. So what's the difference? Then Dosis goes on to a long discussion, bounced up on the psukim, and I'm just going to recite it with a few lines to examples of the kind of analysis he uses by looking at psukim to understand geography. Hare kol hamikros mochichos shayarden hayolach mitzahoya holech mitzafu nadorom. From all the psukim you can see, the yarden traveled from north to south, the novo biyam melach besof gevul binyamin, and it would travel into the yam melach, which was at the end of gevul binyamin, mitzah dorom. So Tosus knows enough from reading Psukim, just as I illustrated before in the previous slide, that map, that Yericho is in the northernmost portion of Binyamin to the north. So Tosus says, why? Well, therefore, wasn't there any importance to the Yarden from Yericho Lamala? There was no other water there until the end of Gevul Binyamin, which was Yam HaMelech. In other words, there were other areas above Yericho which also were not diluted by other waters, because there are very few rivers that go beyond after the once it exits the Kinneret. There aren't any major rivers which go in and dilute the Yarden. So Tosus, it's a restating basis of the question I said earlier. What makes the Yarden Lamata any more chashuv than the Yarden from Yericho Lamata, any more chashuv than the Yarden from Yericho Lamala? They seem to be the same. They should be the same status. So finally, Tosus answers the Nira Lafarish, the Mikra Kadorish, just all based on Psukim. The Ein Krovi LeYarden Ela Beis Yericho Lamata. How do we know? The Krov HaYarden Yigbol Oso Mishtoi Mi Beis Yericho Lamata. Tosus recognizes that pasuk that was quoted by Rabbi Yochanan to lend the importance to Yericho Lamata is, he doesn't mention Yericho in the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan just quotes a pasuk Hayayin Yigbol Oso. But if you look at the context of the pasuk, it's referring to the Gevul of Binyamin, and we know from studying the psukim that the northernmost portion of Yericho, northernmost portion of Shevet Binyamin is Yericho. So it must be something special about Yericho. That's Rabbi Yochanan's derivation. There must be something special about Yericho because it's the northernmost portion of Shevet Binyamin. And since the pasuk tells us that that portion of the Yarden is Yigbolo, so is the Shevet Binyamin, it must be the corresponding area, the northernmost portion of Shevet Binyamin is Yericho. There must be something special about Yericho. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan darshins, it says, only to Yericho Lamata is important. Now, this point, I would illustrate with another diagram from the same book, which has nice diagrams. So you can see in the next slide a diagram of Nachas Ephraim, which is north of Binyamin. And if you look to the right where the Yarden is, you see Yericho is the northernmost portion of Binyamin. And if you read the Psukim to your right, the Pasuk Yudbeis, Perek Yudches Yudbeis, it's describing the Gvul Tzafon Shal Binyamin. It's talking about the northernmost portion of Binyamin. And it's describing it as in describing the northernmost portion, it calls it Kesef Yericho, that the shoulder of Yericho, so to speak. And a corresponding pasuk in Perek Tezayin, the Perek earlier, in discussing the southern border of Ephraim, because Yehuda Binyamin and Ephraim share that line, describing its southernmost portion, where it corresponds to Binyamin, describes it as the Yarad, the Gvul Yarad, Miyanocha, Ataros, Bina Arasa, Ufaga B'Yericho. So it reaches Yericho. So the reason I bring this slide is to show you that Yericho was a point of meeting of these two Gvuls, the Gvul of Binyamin and the Gvul of Ephraim. Now, let's go to Google Earth and you'll have a better picture of what a Kasef is. You see, that's Yericho in the picture. You see a little flag there. And the mountains to the north and to the west of it are those at the shoulder. I think modern geographers refer to this Kosef standing as a deep slope of a mountain. So that's where that border would come the border of Yericho and Shevet Binyamin would go up to the some portion of that slope, and the other side of that slope would be the Shevet Ephraim. Now, here's another perspective to show you what Yericho is in this large valley, and I outlined in this picture, you see a little purple outline, it's, that's why I wanted to demonstrate the pita. That's the piece of bread, the kikar of Yericho. Right, it's called Kikar Yericho, Kikar HaYarden, because it's like a kikar, like a flat bread, so to speak. Okay, so this is now our geographic perspective. What makes the Jericho Valley, Yericho Valley, with Kikar HaYarden special was it's so wide in this region, whereas you go north, it's a much more narrow channel. Okay, now, the Chazon Ish, discussing the sugya, also emphasizes this point, what Tosis emphasized. The Ikar Kushi Yosam, in your next slide, you see I underlined it, the third line down, the Ikar Kushi Yosam. He's reviewing again what bothered Tosfos. The Mitziyasoma Mitziyaso, Miyam Kineres, when the Yarden leaves, Yam Kineres, Agnefilaso, Miyam Hamelach, Uba Matzav Echad, the water is in the same status. The Yericho Beyamtsan, the Yericho is in the middle. The Ein Mokom Lachalik Ben Yarden Shem Miyam Kineres, Ad Yericho, Uben Hayarden Shem Yericho Ad Yam Hamelach. There's no way to distinguish between it. On a physical basis, as Tosfos points out, the water is not different. Even though Rashi tried to give a reason, Rashi was trying to explain maybe the water is different. Tosfos says that's not the case. The water is the same water. So what, there's only one conclusion you can draw. If you're going to distinguish it, umasku de mikra yalaflo. It must be based on the pasuk. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan derived, and Tosfos explains Rabbi Yochanan, that it's because Yericho is the northernmost portion of Binyamin, and this pasuk, again, the Gvul also refers to the Gvul of Binyamin, so therefore only that section from Yericho south has a significance of a border according to Rabbi Yochanan. So let me now focus on Beis Yerach to have a better understanding of how it differs from Beis Yericho. Chazal were aware of this place called Beis Yerach. It wasn't just something that was discovered recently by archaeologists and so on. You find the Yushami and Megillah, Hesiv Reb Levi, Reb Yasekasha, Haksiv Ha'arava Adyam Kinros. Now that's a pasuk. If you go back to the lower part of the slide, Yehoshua Yigbeis, Ha'arava Adyam Kinros Mizrach Liyan Ha'arava Bachulu. Back into the Yushami, Me'ata Shnei Ginsorios Hayu. The fact that it's Lashon Rabim, Kinros, implies that there are two Yam Kineros, are there two Ginsorios? That's Reb Levi's question. He says, no, that's not the case. It was really two, again, a word of Tonios, two autonomous regions, two administrative or governmental regions, to go on Beis Yerach with Tzimbori. Beis Yerach and Tzimbori were known at the time of the Yushalmi as two regions, and we're going to demonstrate them in a minute, which were very close to each other on the Kinneret. Shehem Begadlos Kinrin, no one I think knows what that means, we got some kind of fruit. We'll see the history in a little bit. It was destroyed and the Goyim took it over. So you see, Chazal were aware of Beis Yerach and were aware of a place called Tzimbori. We find the same Beis Yerach in the Midrash Rabbah, Gracious Rabbah. Naphtali Ayol Shlucha, that's the next, look at the very next slide. Medaber Be'artzo Shekula Beis HaShlochim. It's talking about Naphtali, which is in the area which is all Beis HaShlochim, all watered regions, and that's where he quotes the pasuk Bikineret Beyad Yam Ha'arava. So what does it mean Bikineret to the Yam Ha'arava? The pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Bikineret Rav Elazar Amar Yerach. Rav Elazar says that means Bikineret refers to a place called Yerach. Rav Shmuel Ben Nachman says Beis Yerach, and Rav Yehuda Simon Amar Sanbori Beis Yerach. So you see, there was a region called Yerach, exactly what that is, but we know Beis Yerach and Beis Yerach Sanbori, again, mentioned again Chazar, where these locations are. So, this is what you can get from any location. You can look on, if you Google Beis Yerach, you'll find this historical, in the next slide, some stuff that's just interesting, historical material, very briefly, that this city was called Philoteria, that was built by King Ptolemy Philadelphus II, and he was the Greek king of Egypt after the breakup of Alexander's the great empire, and that's his years 281-246 BCE. And he started, it was in the modern era, or in the ancient area, Philoteria was the name of this place. And then next you see Sinabari, or was founded by Alexander Yanai, our famous Alexander Yanai, the wife of of Shulamis, who was the sister of Shimon ben Shattach. That's 103 BCE. And this is a city that was next to the city of Beis Yarach. And he moved it northwest of the Tel to a place called, today you'll see it today on the map, soon, Moshav Kinneret. So they're two separate locations. And then in 63 BCE, the Roman Pompey conquers Israel, and it turns it into a Roman city. So it was Nechrav, like I said before, in the Yerushalmi, and it was taken over as a Roman city. And it was relocated away again from the Tel and past this ancient Jordan River outlet. So it was a different part of the river that was of the outlet. It was a different location from the original location. Now, taking these historical features together, first look at them on the Google map, or the Google Earth. You see in the next slide a picture of what we had seen earlier of the Beis Yarach and the Tel Beis Yarach. And above it, you'll see to the left, on the left side of the Kinneret, or the western part of the Kinneret, Kinneret Moshava. And that is where we think now is this other place, which was called Sembari. That's where Sembari was located. So they're separate, and they might have been separate at that time. The Yarden didn't always flow exactly where it is today. It, historically, we know from archaeological data, it probably moved around and changed its location from where it actually entered and exited from the Kinneret. So I would like to suggest the following, as I've been implying until now. When the Tosefta talks about Beis Yarach, that refers to this region, I think it clearly referred to a place called Beis Yarach, which we all know is the southern part of the Kinneret. As you pointed out before, it said the Nahar, that this river that Yotze Mipanyas, and goes on until Taveria, to Amishal Taveria, to the Kinneret, even people call it the Yarden, it's not the Yarden. Yarden starts from that point after the Kinneret. And that's what was known as Beis Yarach. And after Beis Yarach, that's what the Tosefta meant in that context. But Rav Yochanan, when he was learning the sugya, he understood it not as Beis Yarach. When he said Beis, he referred to Beis Yericho Lamata. He was clearly referring to the part which is the city of Yericho. And as Tosas pointed out, because it is from the pasuk Hayarden Yigbol Oso Lefas Kedma, also Gavul Befnei Atzmo, in the context of a Gavul for the din of Ma'aseh Behema. Rabbi Yochanan extracted the context of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Yigbol Oso in this region. What's that region? Binyamin. What's the northernmost portion of Binyamin? Yericho. So it must be based Yericho means for the city of Yericho from south of that region. But what motivated Rabbi Yochanan to do so? Why was he even looking for another Pasuk? What bothered Rabbi Yochanan to try to interpret the Pasuk in this way and arrive at this unusual conclusion based on the Krah, based on the Pasuk, and that it means from Beis Yericho, the northernmost portion of Shevet Binyamin. I would suggest as follows, the next slide. Rav Yochanan was coming, had a problem, had a solution. The two Tanaim and the Tosefta and Baba Kama each support their argument, is it a Gevul or not a Gevul, with conflicting Pesukim. Rav Yochanan came and found a Kosev HaShlishi V'Yachri B'Nehem. He found a third Pesuk which would settle the problem. He explains the other texts that were brought as support by the other Tanaim with conforming with his idea that north of Yericho is not the Gevul with regard to Ma'aseh Behema, while south of Yericho is the Gevul. The Tanaim and Rabbi Kama just quote the Pesukim, don't say explicitly what they're talking about. The Gemara understood it must be talking about the din of Ma'aseh Behema, because if it's dealing with any other topic, if it's dealing with the Nedarim, it wouldn't make any sense. So there must be some talking about Ma'aseh Behema. But Rabbi Yochanan found that he was able to use the psukim of the other Tanaim and fit it into his model of what the halacha is, that Beis Yericho referring to the city of Yericho or Lamata is the issue that matters with regard to Ma'aseh Behema. Let me demonstrate that. If we go back now to those psukim, and we said the psukim which demonstrate that the green psukim, the psukim which were, that's not a gvul, in the context of both of those psukim, it's referring to an area above Yericho. For example, look at Yehoshua next, the pasuk that was first quoted by the Tosefta, Hayarden u'gvul. Well, that is an area of the Yarden which was talking about B'nai Gad, the Chelek B'nai Gad. And you pointed out, if you look at the B'nai Gad cities, they all start from Beis Nimra, which is right opposite Yericho, and work their way up north. So that's a portion of the Yarden which is Lamala of Yericho. And therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, it fits his model. It's not considered a gvul. So the pasuk really fits It's referring to a region based on the Psukim north of Yericho. Because Beis Nimra is really just parallel with Yericho, and the north of that is where the border is described by these various cities. Let me show you in the next slide. Let's go back. We've seen this slide before. But again, just to emphasize the point, it starts with Beis Horon or Beis Nimra, which you look on the map to your left, you'll see is just opposite Yericho. And then if you work your way north to Sukkos and Safon, they are considered the Yarden Ugvul. So there, in that context, Yarden Ugvul implies that it is not a border. Now, what about the other pasuk that was brought from the other side, the red pasuk, which is Arts of Canaan? Well, the context of that pasuk again was Daber Nisra Maratolem. This is context of the Ari Miklat. Ki Atem Over Mesayardin Arts of Canaan. I put over him in big letters to emphasize the word Over Mesayardin Canaan. And they saw the two drushes there, the same idea, but this little technical difficult how it's learned difference. Arts Arts Canaan, Velo Hayardin Arts Canaan, according to the Bavli. According to Tosefta, Atem over Mesayardin, Habe Atem Eretz Canaan. You cross the Yardin, then you're Eretz Canaan. Either way, the interpretation is that it's a gavul. It implies that it's a separation. Well, I ask you, where would Bnei Israel cross the Yardin? Where is the over Mesayardin, Eretz Canaan? Where did it take place? You should know that the last time I gave this drasha was 2 weeks ago, and I discovered this at 5 o'clock, and the drasha was at 9 o'clock. So it was really mazel tov that I found this just at the right time. It's in Yehoshua Perek Gimel, Perek Tzion. The miracle took place. The waters of the Yarden stopped flowing from up north. And the waters just kept flowing and flowing. And Bnei Yisrael crossed Avru Neged Yericho. They crossed Yericho. So that again fits, because it means that the pasuk Arta Kanan, Atem Over Mes Arta, Atem Over Mes Yarden, Arta Kanan, that area that you cross over, which happens to be by the Gosek in Yoshua, by Yericho, that is where it's a red pasuk. There it is a border. And that makes sense, because south of Yericho is a border, according to Rav Yochanan. So basically, Rav Yochanan was able to find a model to say that there's a difference in the Yarden, halachically, regarding Maisa Behema, from Yericho Ulamata versus Yericho Ulamala. Yericho Ulamata is because that's where they cross the Yarden, and that's Aurim Masa Yarden, that's where that pasuk is interpreted to mean. It's a gvul, whereas the pasuk, which was interpreted the red green pasuk, it's not a border because it's because the context applies to Bnei Gad. Well, over there it wasn't a gvul. There it was considered north of Yericho. So therefore it's a green because it's north of Yericho. So it all fits well with Rabbi Yochanan's model of understanding how to divide the Yarden into north of Yericho and south of Yericho. Then I'd like to bring a further proof from the Tosefta itself. Rabbi Yochanan was able to interpret Tosefta to support his contention. How does he do that? Again, I bring to you again the two sides on the next slide of Tosefta Bechoros on the right versus the Bavli on the left. And you notice there was a difference in Girsa in the very first paragraph. Whereas on the left, the first paragraph used a city of Nomer Unamuri, the Tosefta, which I presume was perhaps more precise in terms of geographic location, since it was composed in Eretz Yisrael itself. Hashumi Unamiri. Now, where is the Shumi Unamiri? This is the next piece. We'll try to decide where these places are, and then we'll come back to see what the proof is. So, where are the Shumi Unamiri? Well, these are geographic locations which are mentioned in other contexts. Here's a Yerushalmi in Bava Basra in discussing Amalacha regarding Chazaka. Amar Rav Lezer, Vafilu Shtei Avitonios, again, the Avitonios, autonomia, these two administrative governmental regions, Kogon, Shulmi, or Shlomi here, Shlomi, Unaviru, again, these two very similar places we mentioned before, Vahayardin Masik Beitayim, and the Yardin separates them. The only Shambaroy Achar Hamachzik Basada, he sees his friend, or somebody else going, not his friend, someone else is being Machzik his Sada, who Machzik Basho, he's taking his own, the other, my property, this other man is taking my property, the other side of the river. Eno Chazak Achatayim Baboso Yebos Al Medina. It's not considered Chazaka until they're on the same side. In other words, it's not, Machah, to complain, you're taking my land, doesn't apply unless it's on the same side of the river, in the same location. So you see, Chazal were very familiar with these two locations, and their name Shlomi Unabiru, and they're obviously Masik in time. It's almost identical to Lashon we find in the context of Maisa Behema. That's one location. And there's another Yerushalmi in the Sefer Shabbos where talking about the context is the Mishnah says that there are three Arosos Labir. There are three regions in Eretz Yisrael that came to Bir for Shabbos, for Shemitah. And then within each one of those regions, each one has a Har, a Shefela, and an Emek. Now, just to focus your attention on this next slide, to the left is the same diagram, but we use the same map from Rabbi Landy we've been using all along. And on the right, you'll see that the Gemara is quoting Pasuk, Sukkim, where it demonstrates with these different regions. The Emek Shalo, talking about the Eivor HaYarden, let's start from the top of the column. Ezehu Harar Shiv Eivor HaYarden. Where is the higher part of Eivor HaYarden? So Gemara has Pesukim. The Shifaloso, how was the Shvela part of Eivor HaYarden? Is the next paragraph, and it goes Pesukim. And in the middle of that column, the Emek Shalo in blue, Beis Haron of Beis Nimra. Our passage we've been quoting all along, that is the Emek. And let's continue. It's just quoting the rest of that passage that we had started quoting earlier. And then finally, in the last two lines of our slide on the right, Beis Haron, Beis Ramasa. The Gemara is now identifying where these locations are based on the place name of the time of the Chazam. So Beis Haron, mentioned in Navi, is Beis Ramasa. Beis Nimra is Beis Nimran. It's a place called Beis Nimran, which we now know. I showed you earlier in the map where Beis Nimran. That's the Tel Beis Nimran. And Sukkos is above it in Darola, and Safon is called Amsu. So we have the place names according to what they were, according to the Chazal in their time. So here's the point. You can see in this next slide from the Google Maps, there's Tel Nimra to your right. Opposite on the other side is Yericho. And a little higher magnification and focusing what Tel Nimra is, you can see on the far to the right, it's to the east of the base of the Yericho Valley. And the question is, what is this? What are these locations? So the Beis Nimran, I think we pretty much where it is. We have a Tel Beis Nimran. I think everyone's satisfied that's where it's located. What about the Shulmi? So there was a famous scholar, Talmud Chacham. He went to the Hildesheimer Hildesheimer Academy. I forgot what it's exactly called. And his name is Shmuel Klein, and he was, I think, the first professor of archaeology at Hebrew University. And he wrote many works. Most of these were written in, before he even came to Israel, on geography. And he identified initially, as you can see, if you go on this next slide, which says Shulmi, go about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, and it's the middle of the line, Binogei LaBeis Nimra, Yesh B'Yadena Braisa Atika, we have an old Braisa, Shabbat Yudubar Ashtei Avtonios, Kagon Autonomia, that we mentioned earlier, Shem B'Eva HaYarden, Mekanakan Lel Shulmi Gamiri. Nimri who Beis Nimra Homed Bamuo, Beis Nimra we know, he says, Omed Muo Mitzvah Shalom Sion. There was a fortress that was built by Alexander Yanai and named for his wife Shalom Sion. Shinikwa Be'eva Shlomi. The Eitel Yavonim was called Alexandrium. Be'eva HaMarav Al-Yarden Shuhar Kanto. If you do the research today, you will find that he puts it much north of Yericho, which Alexandrium today is not. People do not think that this is the same location as he would locate it. Now, what I'm trying to say is, it's this location he called Alexandria, which today is known as Alexandrion, would not correspond with any location opposite in the Beis Nimran. Because Beis Nimran is much further south. But thanks to a modern-day scholar who I was put in contact with, his name is Dr. Chaim Ben David. He told me on the phone, and he also sent me the articles to substantiate this, that he believes that Shulmi is named Shulamit, who was the sister of Herod. And she was known as Salome, and she's known as Shulamit. Now, what was this property she received? Well, Herod built a city called Phasaelis, who named it after his brother. It was a fortress, or a fortress city. And after Herod's death, his Yerusha was bequeathed to various of his sons, but Shulamit received, who was his sister, received a region called Phasaelis, we'll see this in a minute, and is known as a toparchy. Toparchy, I think, means that it's like, again, a autonomia. It was an autonomous region within a region. And that was given to Shulamit. Now, this is a map that was sent to me by Dr. Ben David. And you can see in your next slide, the two circles, one on your right to your left. To the left, she was given a region of near the Ashdod and region, and that was on the coast. And on the Yarden, you can see Patsalis in the top of that region, Griish region, and that was her area as well. Next slide will show you where these relative regions are. So, Tetzafel, I think, is the modern-day Hebrew word for this region. You'll see three little, on the next slide, three little yellow pointers. So to the right is Tel Nimrim, to the left is Yericho, and to the top is Tetzafel. And if you're a little higher magnification, you see it lies at the foothills of those mountains. It's deep in there, and there is a kibbutz, or a moshav there today, named after that region. It's called Patsael. Patsael, again, named keep the name of the brother of Herod in the name. Now, if you just go straight across from the across the mount to the foothills of the mountains, across the Yarden, you'll find it's 14 miles, or 23 kilometers. Now, if we assume that a mile is a kilometer, so it's within, it's outside the 23 kilometers, it's outside the 16 mil, so it wouldn't be a problem for Maaseh Behemah anyway. But you can imagine that if you look at the northern, the next slide, this in the same slide, the upper part of the slide, move a little bit to your right, and the lower part of the slide where it talks about Beis Nimrim, move a little to your left, you can be within, not too difficult to be within a 16-kilometer region, and you will be chayav Maaseh Behemah, if not for the fact that the Yarden was separate. So I'm trying to illustrate is that in the Beis Yericho region, her property went further south than just the top of this, that's that little city. Obviously, went further down. So the point I'm trying to make is that we now have two regions historically known, which were one was Shulmi, that's the one to your left on the slide, and the Beis Nimrim onto the right, and they were opposite sides of the Yarden. And you can see it can be, and then there's two administrative regions, and those regions would be within the 16 mil, and they would be, if not for the fact they were separate by the Yarden, they would be chayav and be mitzvari for Maaseh Behemah. So now we've identified where these two regions, the Shulmi and the Miri, are. What would be the proof for Rav Yochanan, therefore, from this Tosefta and Becholos? I would say Rav Yochanan could argue the following. He can argue, this is your next slide, that the place names that were utilized in the Tosefta to illustrate the example. What's the example about two sides of the Yarden? They will happen to be located in the Kikar Yericho, in the Jericho Valley, in this region. The Tana could have used a simpler case if Beis Yericho meant Beis Yerach. He could have said, one side is on Beis Yerach, and the other side is Sinat Bari, which were probably separated by the Yarden at that point. We know they were separated in two different locations. So he could have chosen a region that the very same Tosefta could have used an example of two sides of the Yarden, a case which was closer to the source of the Yarden. Why did the Tana choose a case which is near the Beis Yericho Valley? The case of Shulmi and Nemiri. So I would suggest, again, this is what Yochanan would use as further proof to his contention that when it says Beis Yericho, and the Tosefta meant the city of Yericho, and the very fact that the Tana used an example which of cities which are in the Beis Yericho Valley would substantiate that that's what Yericho meant in that context. It means the city of Yericho and not Beis Yerach. So again, this is another proof from the words of the Tosefta itself. So buttress Rabbi Yochanan's contention that when it says Beis Yericho in the Tosefta, it meant the city of Yericho and not necessarily Yericho, the Beis Yerach, where it seems to be that that's the Pashup shot in the Tosefta itself from the version of the Tosefta we have, but Rabbi Yochanan had a different Tosefta version, and therefore Yericho could have meant Yericho, the city. Now, I'm going to bring this to the end of our talk. This is the punchline of the whole talk. If we assume at Rav Yochanan is that the Yarden separates the Maaseh Behemah only from Beis Yericho, the city Yericho region, or Beis Yericho maybe to expand it, the Yericho Valley region, why should there be such a separation? He brings Pesukim, he finds the Pesukim oral corresponding and they correlate, and there's no contradiction anymore between the Pesukim, but why should that be the case? So this is the part that came to me in the dream. Now let's look at the Pesukim in Bereishis. We find by Lot, in Bereishis Yigimel, V'gam Lot ha'oleches Avram ha'yot tzonu bo karbo olim. V'lo nasa'u sam ha'oretz v'shevas yachto. The land was too couldn't carry the burden of their rechush or avram alot together. Kaya rechush amra, but lo yochlu lo shavus yachtav. Vahi rei bein roei mikne avram, bein roei mikne alot. The mikne, the roei hamikne are arguing. Vahakanani v'arpizi ajashay baritz. V'yom avram alot. Al nasi b'riva bein debein echa. There shouldn't be a battle between us, a fight between us. Uvon roei bein roei echa, ki anashem achim anachnu. Halo kol haris lefanecha. Separate. He poured name all lie. Im asmo ve'emin abem ve'emin asmiro. That's the background. Next slide. He saw this ena vayar as called kikar hayarden. He saw the kikar hayarden. Kichulo mashkel if nei shachis Hashem esedom v'yasamora. Kegan Hashem ke'eretz mitzrayim boach hatzorah. That's one parenthesis. If nei shachis Hashem esedom v'yasamora v'chulu. So it's kula mashkel boach hatzorah all the way down to tzorah. So this region was very fertile for the purpose of roe mikneh, to have a lot of cattle. In fact, that's why we find Agad and Reuven were very anxious to have the same region, because they had large cattle, and that's what they asked especially to have this region. Yivchalo es lot es kol kikar hayarden. Lot took this region called the kikar hayarden. No mention, by the way, of Yericho. Yericho is not mentioned until Sefer Bamidbar and Dvarim, at the end of the 40 years. But now this region is called Kikar HaYarden. V'yisalot mikedem, v'yipodrish me'alachiv. Now this is a loaded expression. V'yisalot mikedem is very problematic. It's a Rishonim, the Mefarshim talk about it. But the general gist of it is that he took the other side. For those who have problems, and I can't have time for a whole discussion of this, see the Netziv on these Pesukim, where he says, from the Pesukim you see, the Sodom va'Amora, and the Chelek of Lot was on the other side of the Yarden. Not like a lot of people think today, they're on the Israeli side, they're on the Transjordan side, they're on the other side of the Yarden, and Tzoar is at the very tip of the Yam HaMelech. That was the portion that Lot took. Avram Yoshab Eretz Kanaan, he lent Eretz Kanaan because that was Yerushas Avos. Yerob Yoshab Oei HaKikar, he lent the Oei HaKikar. No distinction, right? It is Oei HaKikar. This region, Ad Vayahal Ad Sodom, all the way down to Sodom. Now, let me show a diagram. I'll get to a diagram. Let me throw one more thing. Now, you'll find there's a very similar pasuk to this pasuk by Bereshit in Dvarim. The top of your next slide, you'll see the Tzavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbein. Ali Rosh HaPiska V'Soi Necha Yama V'Tzafon V'Semon V'Zrach Uwe V'Necha V'Chulu. Moshe was given a command to look at the different directions of Eretz Israel. And the very last parsha in Sefer Dvarim, Vayah Moshe Me'arvos Moa V'Har Nevo Rosh HaPiska Asher Al Pnei Yerecho. He's opposite Yerecho. Hashem shows him Kol Eretz Ad Gilad Ad Don. There's Kol Naftor, there's Eretz Mitzrayim from Menashe V'chulu. The next part, the Pasuk Gimel, there's HaNegev, there's Akikar Dikas Yerecho Ir HaTzmorim Ad Tzor. He sees now, we're seeing a special region, the Kikar, the Bikas Yerecho, the region of the Jericho Valley, the Ir HaTzmorim, all the way down to Tzor. And Hashem HaRav, Zosar Hashem Yisbat Av Nitzchol Yaakov. This is the land. Moshe was told, look at the land I was giving to the Avos. You'll see it, but you're not B'Shem Olos Avor. Now, where are these places located? So on the next slide is a map that my daughter helped me make, Ora, years ago, on a talk I gave in Har Nevo. Maybe for another time we'll give a talk, the Har Nevo talk. But this is a little piece of the Har Nevo talk. And you'll see in the center of the map, Har Nevo, which is to the right of the Yarden, right opposite Yericho, and that's in the Arvos Moav region. And you see to the south of it, Nachal Arnon, and that's where Reuven took his land, and north of it is Gad. And you see, for example, that the Nachal Yabok separates the Gil on the two halves, Chatzi Agil above and Chatzi Agil below. And in Menashe, we see Chatzi Agil above from Moshe Rabbeinu, and below it was called, that's where Sukkos was, and that's a Chasi Agil that was below, was given to B'nai Gad. And the part of the talk was the point, that this previous talk on the Har Nevo, was to demonstrate that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to enter the land of the Eretz Avos. Now what is the land of Eretz Avos? So the Avos were given Eretz Canaan. It's described in Sefer Bereshis and Parshas Noach. The only one of the names mentioned in that parsha, the only one that's told geographic information is Eretz Canaan. It starts from Sidon all the way down to Gerar to this region, Sodom va'Amora, Ad Losha. Losha is probably up in the north. That's Leshen, probably in the north. So that is Eretz Canaan. And Eretz Canaan entailed at that point both sides of the Yarden. Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak probably, my little extension, he extended Gror. He extended the land of Gror to that area, the Eretz Canaan. Yaakov took over the Hatzi HaGela, which says Machanoyim. Chazal tells why it's called Machanoyim, because the Machane was, the Balachi Eretz Yisrael greeted him in that location. Now, if Eretz Yisrael ended, Eretz Canaan ended at the Yarden, what would the Malachi Eretz Yisrael doing greeting Yaakov in that area? On the other side of the Yarden and Machanayim, and the Har Gilad. The answer is that because that was also Eretz Avos. That was the portion that Yaakov added on to the Eretz Yushas Avos. Those were the places that Moshe was not allowed to enter. So Moshe was only allowed to look at those areas, because Moshe's koach, based on the Meshech Chachma, was called Hanitzchius. He would lend permanence to any place he went. Had he gone, Hahor HaTov HaZev HaLvanon, had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, he would have gave permanence to the Mikdash, and Kodesh Rohu wouldn't have been able to destroy it, and he would have to take out his anger on the people. So there, Moshe, don't enter it, I don't want to destroy the people. So he was limited to only those places which were Eretz Avos. So he was therefore limited to the region. He couldn't go to the north. How about Yericho? He wasn't allowed to go to his cross the Yarden, because that's Eretz Avos. Now, that border, Eretz Avos, is defined in where Moshe Rabbeinu was told to look. So if we look back at the Pasuk again, let's go back up to the Pasuk right beside before it. Haneged to the Kikar Bikas Yericho Ad Zoar. So if you're looking back to our map, if you look at the map of the Yam HaMelech, if you notice, I put Zoar at the very tip of there. So in other words, to the left of the Yam HaMelech, to the west of the Yam HaMelech, all the way down, that is where Moshe is not allowed to enter. That is the Eretz Avos. But to the east, that was B'nai Gad Reuven, but it was originally B'nai Lot. It was owned by Amon and Moab. And then Tiaro B'Sichon. Sichon conquered it, which made it possible for B'nai Yisrael to conquer it from Sichon. But originally, that was the land of Lot, B'nai Amon and Moab. And that Yarden, that strip of the Yam HaMelech, all the way down, separated Avraham from Lot. Now, what separated them? Why were they separated? The reason they were separated is because they had a fight over Tzom. That's what they needed. They needed a border to separate them. Now, it's true, he lived in Kikar. He lived in the Kikar Yarden, the Pasuk said, by Lot. He lived in Kikar Yarden. But that, by Yehalal Ad Sodom, he stretched all the way down to Sodom. So in other words, B'nai Lot, they had this whole region on the eastern portion of the Yarden, from the Kikar Yarden, the Yericho Valley. It wasn't called Yericho then, even though Yericho existed, but it was no Yerichos that mentioned. It's called the Kikar Yarden. That region, all the way south. Because, and this is the punchline, because this body of water from Yericho south, the Kikar Yarden south, served as a separation, a gavul, for the purpose of keeping the Tzom separate between Avraham and Lot, it retained that shame of a separation for Tzom, L'ol Me'ad, forever and ever. And therefore, even though the land on the other side of the Yarden, where B'nai Lot lived, was eventually conquered by Sichon and conquered by B'nai Gad Reuven, it still retained the shame of a separate location, but for one din only, the din of Maaseh Behemah. And therefore, the halachas that the Avos kept and the experience of the Avos, they were reflected in the mitzvos l'omeyad. And therefore, as a you saw in general, that what Masa Avos Sim Labanah in this context means that it influenced the nature of the mitzvah forever and ever. So therefore, this region has to separate Tzom for the area for Masa Behemah, but only where it made a difference between Lot and Avraham. Where was that? From the region of Beis Yericho, from the region Ulamata and south, not north of it. And finally, I would like to finish now with one last thing, and this is Amar Chiya Bar Rabban. Why is it called Nikra Shmo Yarden? Next slide, Sheyored Midan. So he said Rashi said done this in the same little place. And now comes Rashi and says, you learn from there, we learn from here, and it sounds like a very similar thing. He's saying that the Yarden starts in a place called Panyas, which was Zoli Leshem, which is named Dan, and it's also Yared Midan. What are they arguing about? So I would suggest the following. Looking back at our map, the next slide, you will see that where Moshe was standing, Har Nevo, And he sees Jericho, but he sees all the way out Yam HaMelech, Yam Ayam Haticho, to the Mediterranean, which is on the coast, is Dan. Remember, there's two Zadan. Zadan there was supposed to be initially down near Eretz Plishtim. They were unsuccessful. They had to go north and travel up there in the Leshem and conquer that area. But Moshe was looking at Dan of the south, the Dan, which is today, that's what we call the Dan Bus Company in Tel Aviv Yafo. If you look at the next slide, you'll see, if that same diagram you've seen earlier, if you look where it says Yericho and you go directly to your left, it goes to Nachlaz Dan. If you look on the Google map, the next picture, you'll see where I put a red dot where Moshe maybe was standing behind Nevo, some region around that area. It passes Tel Nimrim, it goes through Yericho, and goes all the way out past North Ashdod. In other words, if you stand where Moshe was standing, and you look down across, you will see that the Yarden, the significant part of the Yarden, which is all fits Rabbi Yochanan's philosophy of the Yarden, only that part of the Yarden, which is in south of Yericho, really has a gvul. That's why the post, Atem Ovrim is a Yarden. That part is a gvul. That Yericho has a new significance as a result of this machlokas, the separation between Lot and Abraham. And therefore, when you look across, it crosses right into Yardan. That's the makom I would suggest, that Rashi says Shem makom. It's the Dan of the south. And therefore, it's called Yored Midan, means that part of the Yarden, which is significance, which is Yericho, which is continuing right opposite Yerusha's Dan, that's what's called Yarden. Whereas Rav Ashi, who said, Rav Abba said to Rav Ashi, you learn from there. Now, just a little bit of a pun, perhaps. You learn you learn from there. Meaning, geographic there, that portion of Dan. We learn from the other portion, geographic portion. It's referring to the northern Dan, the Dan which is Leshem. So therefore, there's a real difference in which the name Yodan derives from. Is it the Dan of the south, which corresponds latitude-wise as the same side as Yericho, versus the north Dan, which is the Dan, which is the Leshem, which was the Yoredan, which, by the way, according to this whole philosophy or the whole view of Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't have a Shem Dan. From Tosefta, doesn't have a Shem Yarden. How can you call it Yarden when the Tosefta says that's not Yarden? Yarden only begins from Beis Yerach Olamata. So how can he call Yarden, because it starts up there in the north, a place called Leshem, which is called Al-Shem Adir Dan. So Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, he calls it not from the north, because it's from the Dan of the south, which corresponds to his understanding of Yericho Lamata. And that's why he calls it Yarden. So now I'm going to take the final two slides, the summary. I always have to have some quick summary. There are two opinions cited in the Tosefta regarding the status of the Yarden as a Gevul from Ma'aseh Behema. I would suggest Rav Yochanan is a third opinion. The first two opinions, either it is or it isn't. It's a complete Yarden, is not. And it may be Beis Yerach for... It's hard for me to really know for sure. And Rabbi Yochanan, he views the Gevul as starting not from Beis Yerach, but from Beis Yericho, the Yericho Valley, southward. And his interpretation of Tosefta to mean Beis Yericho and not Beis Yerach, he interprets it to mean Beis Yericho in order to now have no conflict with the Pesukim. All the Pesukim will now fulfill his understanding that it's only that portion of the Yarden from the Beis Yericho Lamata, which has a din of gevul, that fits the red psukim, and the part north of that is not a contradiction, that fits all the green psukim. And finally, the yarding from Yericho southward, that was the portion that served as the gevul for cattle and son of Bakar in the days of Avraham and Lot, and it continues to serve that function even after the eastern side became part of Bnei Israel. And I want to thank again the Kollel and Rav Kornfeld for inviting me. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me as my email. And please add your comments if you'd like. Thank you very much.